And this is what I did, but don't ever do this. I walked in the front door of the senior living community. I just walked in with my big old personality. Hey, I'm Philip, and I buy houses from older people that are moving into nursing homes, and I'm an investor. In that sentence, I said at least three things that you should never, ever say. First of all, you should never just walk in the front door. That's not how to do it. And all three things I said is wrong, wrong, and wrong. So my point is that I just did it with my bravado. And finally, because I had tenacity to keep coming back, I knew the two industries were like peanut butter and chocolate, like I had to marry them. But I did it wrong, guys. And my whole training is so people don't do it wrong, because if you show up as an investor, you show up as a real estate agent, you're not going to have the success.
Mic check.
Good.
Mic check. Mic check.
You can read about success all day long, but if you don't put in the work, the mindset, execution, and the hustle behind your vision, it just remains a dream.
When everything goes wrong, you have to take all the responsibility.
We uncover what high-level entrepreneurs, business owners do to rise up from hustling daily.
So do what you feel passionate about. Take chances.
The world becomes your library to help you to become better at your craft.
Join me as I share with you actionable tips to help you grow your business, learn skills, and help you level up in your self-development journey.
Your number one spot for business and personal growth is the Online Hustlers Podcast with your host, Esteban Andrade. Every day I'm hustling.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Online Hustlers Podcast, where we cover REI marketing and conversion. And everyone that is coming back as a listener, if you like other episodes, it just takes a minute where you give us a review and you tell us how much you like the other episodes or how much you enjoy this content, as we bring in guests and better guests every single time. Today, I have a special guest. And because of that, I want you to take 1 minute. It just takes 1 minute. And give us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and that will help the algorithm and bringing in more people to see exactly how this is going to be bringing so much value in the real estate investing game. So today, this special episode, his name is Philip Vincent, and he shared with me right before we start this that he loves the fact that we are called the REI marketing and conversion. And because it's all about that. And I'm going to bring him here today because he has a specific niche that I want you guys to get familiar with, where he's made a lot of money, hundreds of deals per year that he's doing. And he's helping a lot of people. Now he also teaches this as well. But he continuously just helps homeowners in this specific industry and in this economy. So what's going on, Philip?
Hi, thank you for having me on today. I'm excited to be on your podcast.
Thanks, man. I told everyone that you love the fact that it's marketing on conversion episodes. And can you share with me like why you share that thought? And obviously, like who is Philip Vincent? I'd love to know, for people to know exactly why are we listening to this guy who has a company called The Mom's House. So just if you can tell me more, people would love that.
Well, sure, guys. I'm Philip Vincent. I've been in this real estate business for 24 years, and I found my niche in 2011. So for the past almost 12 years now, I've been working in senior living. And I want to get to that. And we're going to talk about this blue ocean that I'm in. A lot of us were in marketing. Why I love marketing and conversion, the name of your podcast here, is that we all got into real estate to be home buyers, right? Our goal is to buy houses or make money from this industry. And we realized really quickly, we're actually in the marketing business. And how we market ourselves, there's 100 ways to do it. We have to pick our lane. The successful people I've seen out there usually have a couple that work really well. They go deep on a couple and they don't go really wide on 100 of them, right? You can do 100 things to make your phone ring, but I suggest being good at a few of them. And so today my niche is senior living. And not, guys, I'm not talking about taking a house and turning it into a senior living community, like a small RAL, or they call them residential assisted living. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if the two of us are brothers and we find out right now in this moment, we get a text on our phone that our mother has fell down again. And this time she's going to have hip surgery. And this time she has to move into 24-hour care. Immediately, you and I as brothers go into a scramble of where will mom get the best care? Followed up very quickly with how the heck are we going to pay for this? And what are we going to do with Mom's House, the name of my company, Mom's House? What are we going to do with Mom's House? And what are we going to do with all this stuff? And so I will take the Pepsi Challenge. You're probably too young to know what that means, but back in the 80s, Pepsi challenged Coca-Cola to a taste test of who had the best. I'm telling you guys right now, these are the best leads, and I want to talk about what the nature is. You know, you guys are a marketing podcast. There's leads, and then there's good leads, and then there's bad leads, but what is the nature of a good lead in your mind? Like, what makes a lead good?
Well, first of all, that really wants to talk to you and solve a problem, and you're just going to be the one that will navigate the solution. So it has the intention of like doing business with you and want to have a conversation. I think that's the number one thing.
I agree. Number one, you just said it best. It's motivation. And I've noticed it's really hard to put my motivation on them. They either have motivation or they don't. You can't push people to have motivation, but you can pull them along the journey if they're already on the journey. So things like divorce, right? People get divorced and now they might need to sell the house. But when mom moves into senior living, guys, they sell the house 100% of the time. The motivation's from the doctor saying mom has to move. I don't have to convince them of motivation. They are heavily, heavily motivated. That's reason number one why these are the best leads. What else? What else makes a good lead in your mind?
Well, they're willing to work out on a specific prize or a win-win for both, and they understand that also. And the investor needs to make money, but at the same time, it's kind of like a two-way street, right? Like someone that is willing to work out the entire transaction part.
Yep. So that's reason number three. I've got like eight or nine reasons why these are the best lead, but you just named number three. As investors, we're looking for houses that we can add value to. If the house was 100% in perfect shape, the investor world probably doesn't get to buy that house because they would just sell it retail or some other option. And what you just said is we're looking for people that can negotiate with us to look for that win-win. What do they have to be able to do that? Normally, it's the word equity. They need to have equity. 90% of the time, seniors moving in, 90% they own the house outright. So that they have all the equity. What they're trading is they don't want to rehab the house. They're trading that convenience to sell it to me or you. They're trading that convenience for not having to go do the hard part of getting that house cleaned out, rehabbed, and on the market. So yes, exactly right. That's what these people are doing. It's like they need the cash out of the house to pay for care, but they don't want to go through the steps it takes to get it retail ready, especially in today's changing market.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So you want me to keep going? You want me to go, kind of just like go through them? Why?
I guess the other one would be that it doesn't cost me too much to actually generate that specific lead, and it's not too pricey, or right? It actually gets me a return. That makes sense.
What if I told you that the best leads in this business, reason number six, is that these leads are free? If you know who to build a relationship with, the best leads in our business are actually free if you know who to build the relationship with. And what I teach is not only who they are, their job title, but where to find them, what to say. And a really big one, guys, is what not to say. I'm going to be very blunt with you guys right now. The investor word, that I word, we love it. We say it all the time. We're investors. It's on our Facebook page. It's everywhere. But in senior living, you have to have this word called empathy. You have to be empathetic. And when you say, if you go into a senior living community tomorrow and say you're an investor, all they're going to hear is, all they're going to hear is, oh, shit, shark's here. You know what I mean? And so you can't do it that way. And you have to think about how you present yourself to the world. And so I teach people on what not to be just as much as what I need you to be. And I need people to lead with the heart. For some of us listening right now, the empathy or that the transactional nature of just it's bricks and sticks and here's my offer and move to the next one, you're going to make money in real estate, but you're not going to do that with mom's house. You have to lead with love. We're in the hugs and kisses business in a time when these families are going through some crap. It's one of the hardest times of their life, and it's no time for shenanigans. It's time to surround them with solutions. And if you can do that well, you'll buy a ton of houses just like I do.
Love that. I'm curious about number two. I think I skipped number two.
Well, yeah, we're right now. Number one is motivation. Number two, it's equity. They own the house outright, 90% of the time, they just own it outright. Number three, it's a house I can add value to. Even if it's clean, it's what I call lovingly grandma clean, where you know she's got the new hot water heater, she got the new roof, but the paneling's in the wrong spot, the carpet's the wrong. You know, she's been living in this house for so long that she got her new kitchen. in 1991 because they moved in 1972. She got her new kitchen in 1991. Now that kitchen has to be rehabbed as well because it's also dated. That's the third reason. It's a house we can add value to as investors. The fourth reason is there's less competition. Most of the time I'm not competing against anyone, no competition. And sometimes I compete against a real estate agent, but hardly ever is it me versus 10 other investors, like all the other types of market. Guys, I've spent millions of dollars on marketing. I've been to the cattle calls where every investor in town, I know them all, right? I go into town and there's nine other guys I know who are also doing direct mail. They're also doing pay-per-click. Like we're spending all this money only to compete with each other. Number four is there's no competition. The fifth one I think is the most important. A warm referral from the right person in senior living, that transfer of trust to me, you can be halfway incompetent and buy a lot of houses when that warm transfer of trust happens. Because when the attorney says, call Philip, he's the most trusted guy in town. Guys, half the battle of being liked is over. The attorney said to call this guy. He must be the one that's going to fix the problem. The sixth reason, we already brought that up, these leads are free. And then the seventh one is this works in any economy. In fact, in a down economy, our value prop is even better. So right now, things are looking up for us, even though the market's kind of going down. The eighth reason is this F word. We all know the F word, not that one, but fulfillment. I don't hear anybody talking about fulfillment in real estate. I don't know any bandits on guys or cold callers or people that do text message blasting that talk about the word fulfillment. I have a fulfilling job to where I love to help families. I see the weight come off of their shoulders and I get to help people. It's really the American dream is to help a lot and to make a lot. And that's what I've got. It's what I've been grateful enough to do for the past 10 plus years. And I'm excited to share it with you guys.
Love that. Now, if we were to go back, I know you said you started this niche around 2011, but you've been in real estate for like over 25 years.
Yeah, 24 years since the year 2000. Man. Well, really like late 90s, like late 99 is probably when it really started, when I started building houses.
Wow, man, that's crazy. I was in diapers.
Exactly. Right. I've seen lots of ups and downs in this business.
And by you being able to remain in the real estate niche, have you had any like shiny objects along the way that kind of like distracted you or like from real estate?
Only every single day, guys. Every single day I'm distracted by shiny objects, right? My wife, you know, for me, I'm a high achiever. So my half ass gets a lot done. My wife's like, what happens if you put your whole ass, your whole efforts into this one thing? And that's what I've been doing for the past 3 years, building this national company called Mom's House, is because the need is great. We need a bigger boat. We need more people to help us with this. Guys, right now we're procuring about 30,000 families a month are coming through our system, and we don't have the ability to get to all of them to help them with this problem. That's how big this is. People are always like, Philip, what a great little niche you have there. And I'm like, you just don't understand the numbers yet. When they say little niche, they don't understand that this is actually the majority of sellers. Guys, anyone listening that does real estate, tell me about your last five sellers. Were they 28 years old or were they 82 years old? And when you really think about it, you're like, oh crap, I think I've been working these already. I think I've already been doing this, right? But then have we built a system around getting those to come to you on a conveyor belt, like an endless supply of leads? And I want everybody to hear this. I've been doing this for 10 plus years in senior living. I was ahead of my time. The wave is happening right now. The next 15 years, you guys can look it up. It's called the Silver Tsunami. It's happening right now. We have 15 years. There's over 21 million boomers and their parents are going to be selling their houses over the next 15 years. And that $10 trillion in real estate that they own, a wise man once told me, you're going to work in senior living whether you want to or not, so you might as well embrace it. And I'm being honest, guys, this is where real estate's coming from. These are the people who are selling us the houses, is the senior, and you need to know how to work with their adult children and the senior themselves.
Yeah. When obviously, you've made a lot of money by helping a lot of people too, but you've made a lot of money in these deals, in this specific niche. And I want to understand, like, when you were like back in 2011, what shift happened in your mind? Be like, seems like whenever people want to go to a niche, it's because they understand, first of all, focus. They understand that attention needs to go to a place that if you go all in into that, you create a brand, you create an authority, you become an authority in specific things. But I just want to know exactly what went through your mind and what exactly was happening down there when you went all into Mom's House and creating Mom's House?
Great question. In 2011, I was looking at all the direct response marketing we were doing. We were spending $20,000 or $30,000 a month on pay-per-click, on direct mail, on bandit signs, on radio, TV, you know, all the things you can spend money on, we were challenged with, hey, for every deal that we get done via direct response, can we also go out and get one deal done via relationships? So most of the other acquisition guys on our team, what did they do? They'd go get relationships with real estate agents and other wholesalers. And guys, that is a good way to get deals done, is building relationships with real estate agents and other wholesalers. But what's the problem with those two people, lovingly? They're in our business. They're in real estate. They are real estate people. And if you work with a wholesaler for long enough, they're going to realize that you're just selling it to the next buyer. They're going to figure out how to do that on their own if they're smart, and they're going to cut you out, whether it's 1 year or 2 years down the line. Same way with real estate agents. Do you think you're the only investor they're talking to? Come on, of course not. So it's hard to keep their attention for very long. It's hard to get all of their deals. They're never going to bring you all of their deals. The opposite is true in senior living. Nobody that's an executive director at a senior living community is trying to also be a wholesaler, right? They're staying in their lane. I'm staying in my lane. Philip's the guy that fixes the real estate issue. I'm going to be so just blunt with you guys. Senior living has a problem. Let me simplify it for you very easily in an analogy we can all understand. Senior living is like a car dealership that doesn't buy the trade-in. They sell housing, but they don't buy the housing back. They don't even help with the housing. In fact, they push them away. They said, go talk to a real estate agent. When you figure that out, please come back and see us. They spend millions of dollars only to push their customer right back out the door. And Mom's House is changing that at a national level. I heard somebody say the other day about, because we're in the CRMs of senior living, we are now part of the senior living sales process. If you guys could take any advice from what I'm talking, I know you can tell I'm passionate. If you can take any advice about what I'm saying right now, is dream bigger than you are right now. Because my life right now it's a little bit absurd as to how big this is getting because of which really started out of laziness. It started out of laziness in 2011. Why? Because I hated working crappy leads. We all hate working crappy leads. I wanted sellers that wanted my that's a fundamental switch. If you can just only work with people that want your service in any product, I don't care what it is. It's like selling water to thirsty people is much better than somebody that just drank 2 gallons of water, right? And I feel like sometimes we're trying to create stuff out of thin air instead of just working with the people that actually want our service. And that's what I've created with Mom's House.
Yeah. And how, what has been that domino effect that you created so far? Like, so 2011, you were doing all these marketing channels that were now bringing the leads that you really want. And then you started understanding that you could add tremendous value to senior living, to that niche, to that specific people. So what were your first steps that you did down there? Like, you created relationships, you run TV ads, radio ads,
No, it was worse than that. I walked in the front door and I said everything wrong. So forgive me for this next date, everyone. I'm telling you out of the gate, this is what I did, but don't ever do this. I walked in the front door of the senior living community. I just walked in with my big old personality. Hey, I'm Philip, and I buy houses from older people that are moving into nursing homes, and I'm an investor. In that sentence, I said at least three things that you should never, ever say. First of all, you should never just walk in the front door. That's not how to do it. And all three things I said is wrong, wrong, and wrong. So my point is that I just did it with my bravado. And finally, because I had tenacity to keep coming back, I knew the two industries were like peanut butter and chocolate, like I had to marry them. But I did it wrong, guys. And my whole training is so people don't do it wrong, because if you show up as an investor, you show up as a real estate agent, you're not going to have the success. And I was stubborn enough to keep going. My whole entire playbook is what I teach about, don't have the pitfalls that I did. Start off with this, you know, you're on the 1 yard line instead of starting from the 20, from the kickoff, right? You're on the one, you just got to drive it in, because we've already got the system in place to go do this the right way.
Well, I just feel like when you came in and you said that, basically the defense walls went up, defense mechanism went up, and they just, I don't know, the Latina seniors will throw you the chancleta, be like, get the hell out of here.
Exactly. I think the English will be like, get the hell out of here. I did it wrong. And that was the point. But I was stubborn enough to keep going, and people took pity on me. They pulled me to the side and they're like, hey, dummy, maybe don't say it like this. Maybe say it like, you know, we need you to be a little, because they saw my heart, right? They saw that I had a good intention. But most people can't fail as much as I do. I think we should all fail more often than we are and try bigger things. And I stuck with this when real estate has been my backbone for 20 years, but senior living has been like the best thing that's ever happened because of what senior living has taught me. Like, life is short and you better find something fulfilling to do. I'll give you a good example. Is if anyone listening, if you hate that it's Sunday night, if you hate Sunday nights, you probably have the wrong life. And it's because if you're mad that you got to go to work tomorrow, you have the wrong life. I don't know about you. I know you're a jovial guy, a happy guy like me. I don't care if it's Monday or Saturday or Friday. I'm the same happy dude every day because I have a life that I love. And so I think that fulfillment, I'm being serious, I think number eight is probably one of the biggest ones. I have a fulfilling life. I get to help people. The byproduct of helping people is making a great living.